As we conclude our series of shurim on Talmud Torah and Mikra Megillah, we read the words of the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tov Reish Pei Zayin Sif Beis Arachaim. It says the Shulchan Aruch Mevatel Talmud Torah Lishmoya Mikra Megillah. Mevatel Talmud Torah in order to hear the Megillah, and the Shulchan Aruch continues Kavachoymer Lishah Mitzvah Shal Torah. Certainly for all other mitzvahs of Torah, shekulam nitchim mnei Mikra Megillah. Mikra Megillah takes precedence over all other mitzvahs. Shein lecha dover, continues the Shulchan Aruch, shenitka Mikra Megillah mlefonav. There's nothing that takes precedence over Mikra Megillah, chutz we make mitzvah shein lekovrim, except as our Gemara mentions a meis mitzvah that doesn't have enough people, and the Rama adds kedei tzarchoi to take care of him properly. She ha paigei by kovrit chilu v'akach kovrit. If somebody comes into contact with a meis mitzvah, first he should bury the meis mitzvah and then read the Megillah. But the Rama adds, Hagah v'kolzeh lo mayri el be'ik ha'shos las ashtayim, as we began this series of shiurim. That's only in a situation where one has the ability to do both mitzvahs. And therefore, do Mikra Megillah first. Am yesh las ashtayim, if that is impossible, ain't paskins the Rama, ain't shom mitzvah derais and nitchas with name Mikra Megillah. You can't avoid doing a mitzvah deraisa because you have to read the Megillah. V'had the meis mitzvah kaidim, and therefore, says the Rama furthermore, this that we just learned in the Shulchan Aruch, that first bury the meis mitzvah and then read the Megillah, hanadavka b'de'ef shalai l'kara achakach, when there will still be time to read the Megillah after the kfuras hameis. But if it won't be possible to read the Megillah after the Kfuras HaMeis, Shulchan Aruch's Psak is the first, the Rama says, first do Mikra Megillah, because you can't obviously read the Megillah after, you can't read the Megillah after Purim. So our Shulchan Aruch Paskin, as we've been learning in our Shiurim, the Gemara, that Mikra Megillah takes precedence. Mikra Megillah takes precedence over even Talmud Torah. But it's also important to point out that our Gemara on the also on Daf Gimel Amud Beis distinguishes between Talmud Torah, the Rabbim, versus Talmud Torah, the Yochid. That Talmud Torah, the Rabbim, is more powerful. And the question that the Poskim discuss is what is included in the category of Talmud Torah, the Rabbim, that our Gemara says that Talmud Torah, the Rabbim, is so important. Rashi says, Rashi here on Daf Gimel Amud Beis, in speaking about Talmud Torah the Rabbim, the first Rashi in the Amid, says, "Ha the Rabbim, the Hossam Kol Yisrael Havel." So Rashi uses a very powerful wording. Rashi says that it's only considered Talmud Torah the Rabbim if it's all of Klal Yisrael. The fact, it seems that Rashi's opinion is, the fact that we'll have many Jews learning together, even if you'll have a very large group of Jews, that would not be considered Talmud Torah the Rabbim. Only if all of Klal Yisrael is learning together, that makes it important. And the Brisk Rav explains, if the Gemara is teaching us the Talmud Torah of the Rabbim is so important, why indeed does the... What's the difference how many people are learning together? So he says that the definition of Talmud Torah the Rabbim is not specifically to be understood when you have many people learning or all of Klal Yisrael learning. It's not to be understood in a manner of numbers. But the Viskarov explains that what Talmud Torah the Rabbim means is that there's a concept of the Messiah of Torah. Talmud Torah the Rabbim means that when we have a situation, as the Rambam discusses in the Hagdama to his Sefer, where, as Moshe Rabbeinu gave over the Torah to Yeshua, and so on further, the Messiah of Torah, that's called Talmud Torah the Rabbim, that is so very important. Everything else is not, is very important, but that doesn't fall into the category of Talmud Torah the Rabbim. However, there is a Tashbatz that says that there is one other situation that's considered Talmud Torah the Rabbim. And that's when you have Tinokesh Beis Rabbim. According to the Tashbatz, a very bechidish, according to the Tashbatz, even though our Gemara keeps on teaching us that Vatlan Talmud Torah B'Shul Mikra Megillah, and we just learned that is the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch. However, if it means being Mevatel yeshiva students from learning, then the halacha is that takes precedence. And the Tashbatz Raya is based on the Gemara Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yotes on the base, where the Gemara says, Eina Oyle Meskayim Ela B'schus Hevel Piem Shal Tinoikis Shabbos Rabbam. The world needs Tinoikis Shabbos Rabbam learning. Furthermore, the Tashbat says that the halacha is that Eim Vatlan Tinoikis Shabbos Rabbam Afilu L'Binyan Beis HaMikdash. And Rabbi Kiva Eger, here in Siman Tov Reish Pei Zayin, indeed quotes that Tashbatz. The Mishnah Berurah, however, seems to follow here in the Sharetzion in Sif Katan Ches, the opinion, the way it seems, that Rashi learns, that Talmud Torah the Rabbim, Loi Mikri, says the Sharetzion, Ela im kein Talmud Torah shekol Yisrael, kein oisah sheyishu benun. He says the distinguishing factor, what happened in the Gemara's episode that the Gemara focuses on with Yeshua ben Nun, was that it was all of Klal Yisrael then, and that's why that says the Paschal's the Mishnah Berurah, like Rashi, that only that is considered Talmud Torah the Rabbim. No other situation is included in the category of Talmud Torah the Rabbim. So, as we have just learned, that as much as Talmud Torah is important, the halacha is Mevatlan Talmud Torah B'Shvil Mikra Megillah. And the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan says that not only does one have to stop his learning in order to hear Mikra Megillah, Mishnah Brewer says that afila hocha tzorach levatel uleich lekroise betzibur. You should stop your learning to go hear Mikra Megillah betzibur b'shum b'roiv am hadras melech. And the Chayi Adam continues, quotes the Mishnah Brewer. However, if somebody all year round davens in a specific minyan, that isn't necessarily the largest shul in the community, still, says the Chayi Adam, you don't have to go daven in the largest shul in the community. You could daven in your regular place because that's where you daven all the time. You don't have to go to a larger shul. However, the Mishnah Brura and the Sharet Siyan Sif Katan Yud says that if somebody has a minyan at home, and he says even if that minyan is a minyan kavua for Kriyas Megillah, says the Mishnah Brura, he should go to the Beis HaKnesses. Why? Because for Mikra Megillah, there's a special point of Beroiv Am Hadras Melech. The Shevet Alevi in Chelik Tes Simon Kuf Mem Hey Sif Cotton Beis says that Beroiv Am Hadras Melech is only a mitzvah min a mufchor. And since it's only mitzvah min a mufchor, you mekayim the mitzvah certainly as long as you hear the Megillah with a minyan. And therefore, he says that if you have a reason that you want to daven in a smaller shul, even if you're an individual who always davens in the larger shul, but you could daven in the smaller shul. Or, I saw Rabbi Yosef Paskind, that let's say there's a minyan in a hospital or someone who's Rachman Tzlan, not well, needs a minyan. Should you go daven and help make that minyan for Kriyas Megillah? Or should you go to the Beis HaKnesses where you have a large oilam? Says Rabbi Yosef, of course you should be mitzdarif to that minyan so that everybody should have the opportunity to hear the Megillah with a minyan. Rev Nissim Karelitz Shlita Paskins, that if you daven in a shul that has a number of rooms, and in every room, every shtibel, they have their own separate minyan, he says that for Kriyas Megillah, it would be appropriate that all of these different rooms combine into one big minyan to have Beroiv Am Hadras Melech. Rav Chaim Knievsky Shlita says that let's say you have a choice to daven with the Nates or to daven with a larger Oilam Beroiv Am Hadras Melech. He says davening with the Nates takes precedence over davening with a bigger crowd. Also, the Pais can point out that as the Gemara teaches us, Chayv Adam Likros Megillah Belaila Ulishnois Beyoin. And the Gemara asks, what is the definition of Lishnoisai? And the Gemara says, because the Gemara says Lishnoisai maybe means to learn, the Gemara says Lishnoisai means to repeat. And the Gemara proves it, that that's what it meant. So Mepharshim ask, why does the Gemara use this wording of Chayv Adam Lekroisai Balayla Ulishnoisai Beyoin, which as we see in the Gemara, is an ambiguous language. And then the Gemara has to prove that it means to repeat it by day. Why didn't the Gemara just say up front, Chayv Adam, Likrois Megillah Balayla, or Likrois Beyoin? And we wouldn't have any question what is meant. So Mepharshim explained, and this is the halacha, that the Gemara here is coming to teach us a very important rule. The Gemara wants to teach us that the Ikar Mikra Megillah is Beyoim, is by day, not by Laila. And many people mistakenly make and consider the Mikra Megillah of the night more important than by day. But the Gemara clearly, and the Halacha clearly says just the opposite. And therefore, there are people, as we're learning now, who go out of the way to go hear Mikra Megillah by night in a large shul, Baroiv Am Hadras Melech. In the morning, wherever they could catch a minyan, that's where they hear Mikra Megillah. But if we're learning that the primary Mikra Megillah is by Yom, and we're learning that there's a point of Baroiv Am Hadras Melech, therefore, certainly not only by night should one go out of the way to hear Mikra Megillah, Baroiv Am Hadras Melech, but by day as well. The Paiskim also say that let's say you do want to fulfill Baroiv Am Hadras Melech, but if you're going to go to such a large shul with such a large crowd, you may not be able to hear Mikra Megillah so well. And as we're still going to learn in our Masechta, it's critical to hear every word of the Megillah. Then you could go to the smaller shul where you'll hear the Mikra Megillah better. Furthermore, the Paiskim say, if somebody doesn't have a makom kavua where he always davens, that means, as we just learned, that even though it's better to hear the Megillah Baroiv Am Hadras Melech, if you have a minyan kavua where you always daven, you could continue davening in your minyan kavua, even if it's not the largest minyan in town. That's only, however, point out the Paiskim, for an individual who indeed davens in that minyan kavua all of the time. But if you are an individual who doesn't daven in that minyan kavua all of the time, you have a number of different places where you daven, then you should, since you're not kavua in one place, for Mikra Megillah, as we see, there's a specific point of the Presume Nisa. And the Presume Nisa is obviously fulfilled more in a larger shul, and one should therefore go to the place, such an individual should go to a place where he could truly fulfill Baroiv Am Hadras Melech.